Hey, Grandma.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
Oh, good. What's going on down there?
Oh, my internet's broken. Do you know how to fix my internet?
Your internet?
Yeah, do you know how to set up TCP/IP settings?
I don't even know what they stand for.
Oh, what about WinSock? Do you know how to get that going with Windows 3.1?
Oh.
Lights on the router.
The lights on my 56K modem are blinking the wrong way.
Oh, dear.
I thought you knew how to fix that kind of stuff.
No, don't know. Don't know anything about it.
Oh.
Just a moment. What'd you say, Hal? I don't know. He says, what do you want me for? He says.
Oh, should I try like a hard reset?
Fix his TV for him.
My TV?
No, what is it, your computer?
Oh, yeah, it's my computer, not my TV.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I wanted to tell you something. I've been meaning to call you, but I found out recently that I'm gay.
No, you're not.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah, totally gay. I don't like girls at all anymore.
You don't like what?
I don't like girls at all anymore. I mean, I like you, because you're my grandma, but... I don't want to have sexual relations with the girl anymore.
Oh, you don't.
I just want to be totally gay from now on. Are you guys okay with that, you and Grandpa?
No.
How come?
Well, you just do what you want to. I trust you to do what you want to.
Okay. Yeah. But you're not okay with me bringing, like, guys over to meet you? If I were ever to be in the area?
You're all right to be friends with them like that, but...
Oh, no, we're gay. We have sex together.
Oh, no.
No, really, we do.
No.
You don't know any other gay people?
In the bottom and in the back.
No. But, no, I don't know any gay.
Do you think Grandpa would want to hear about me being gay?
No.
Or could you tell him for me, and I can hold?
Oh, you're just kidding me.
No, I'm serious. I'm completely gay now.
What's the Lord going to do for you for that?
I'm sorry, what?
What's the Lord going to do for you for that? For doing that?
Oh, I think God's pretty open-minded these days. You know, it's 2009 and all. God's not the same as he was, you know.
Oh, yes, he was. He's the same yesterday and today and forever.
But he's okay with gay people.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he's okay with that.
My pastor.
No, that would be very upsetting.
I actually talked to the pastor a while back, and he said that Jesus was gay.
What?
He said that Jesus was gay.
No, he wasn't.
Well, he was never with a woman. So he must have been gay.
He wasn't with a man either.
No, I think he was.
No.
I just think they left that part out of the Bible.
No, he didn't.
So I'm just following in the footsteps of Jesus.
Your Bible.
My pastor says it's okay, though.
Well, you do.
But you can't fix the internet, though? You don't know how to fix the internet?
No, I don't know how to fix the internet. I don't know how to fix anything like that.
Oh, because I wanted to email my boyfriend, my new boyfriend.
I don't have an internet or a computer.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I didn't have. I don't have any.
Yeah, I was hoping to email my new boyfriend.
Who is he?
Oh, his name's Tom. He's a pastor.
Not at the First Baptist Church.
Oh, no, it's at a different church.
How'd you ever get mixed up with that?
I'm sorry, what?
ever you get, how did you ever get mixed up with that?
Oh, I don't know. It's just the way I'm, just the way I am. You know, it's nothing I can control.
Oh yes, it can.
No, I'm just gay deep down inside. I think you'll learn to accept it eventually.
No, that's not right. You read your Bible right, you see that it's wrong.
Do you think you can highlight some scriptures that tells me it's wrong?
Sure, I can.
Okay. I don't know if I'll agree, but you could try. But in the meantime, I'm having lots of gay sex.
My pastor's pretty convincing.
The pastor, you know, my boyfriend, he's pretty convincing that it's okay.
Sure, it's convincing, but it's wrong. And it's the devil. The devil is teaching you those things, not the Lord.
The devil what?
The devil's teaching you those things, not the Lord.
Well, no, it's the pastor. He's a man of God. He says it's okay.
It can't be.
He says he doesn't like your church either. I told him it's okay. But he tried to tell me you didn't have a very good church. But I don't agree with that. I think your church is great.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. We like it.
Well, I think I'm going to get going. I should let you get to sleep. I'm really sorry for calling so late.
Well, that's okay. I won't mind that.
Could you say hi to Grandpa for me?
Yeah, I'll do that.
And give him a big gay kiss from me.
I'll give him a good Christian kiss.
Okay, a Christian gay kiss.
No, just a Christian kiss.
Okay, well, that's good enough, I guess, for now.
Okay, well, you take care. And what's going on with the house and everything?
Oh, it's everything's going just fine with that.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
We're painting it pink.
We're painting it pink and purple.
Pink and purple.
Yep. They're gay colors.
Those are Easter colors.
Yeah, Easter, too. But if you're gay, you can use those colors all year.
Where are you right now?
I'm at home.
Where you are?
And Pastor Tom is here with me. We're laying in bed together.
David.
What?
This is not you. What's going on?
It is me. It's the new me. Yeah. Well, I can let you get back to bed, though, and tell Grandpa I love him and everything.
Come back to bed, sweetheart.
I'll be right there.
I want to feel you inside me.
Okay. Well, I love you.
I love you, too, and I'll be praying for you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night, honey. I love you.